Recapping last night's U.S. presidential debate, this is CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Suspense has been building for weeks. The size of the TV, online, and social media audience was expected to be historic. It was the first head-to-head matchup between Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican nominee Donald Trump. There are other candidates. Why just those two on the debate stage? Because to take part in a U.S. presidential debate, the Commission on Presidential Debates requires candidates to have the support of at least 15% of voters in national polls. Only Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump had that. And in those polls, they are neck and neck. In CNN's average of five of the most recent national polls, Clinton had the support of 44% of likely voters. Trump had the support of 42%. But in a number of battleground states, states where either a Republican or a Democrat could win the electoral votes, the two main candidates were so close they were within the margin of error, meaning neither had a commanding lead. Now for the debate. It was scheduled to last 90 minutes with no breaks and no commercials. Donald Trump stood to the left of the moderator, Hillary Clinton to the right. That was decided by a coin toss. Hillary Clinton was to receive the first question of the debate, also decided by a coin toss. An NBC News anchor named Lester Holt moderated. His plan was to spend 30 minutes on each of three main general topics. The first was on achieving prosperity. It was a chance for the candidates to discuss the status of the U.S. economy and their plans for where to take it.